Hello to all my followers out there. I am driving to work. Traffic is really bad. that blows. I think it's been a while since I've been in audio diary. I mostly just wanted to talk about stress, how stressed I've been, especially the last couple of days. So it's the third, I just paid rent. I got my paycheck the day rent was due, I think. Almost my entire paycheck is already gone. I'm gonna have to ask my mom, for help with the rest of, these next 2 weeks. Which sucks. I hate being 27 and still having to ask my mom, for money. But, I mean, what can you do? I also got a speeding ticket a few weeks ago for almost $400. Oh, it wasn't a speeding ticket, sorry. It's almost $400 citation for an expired registration on my car and also driving without a license. So, as y'all know, I live in Texas, but I used to live in Massachusetts. I've only been living in Texas about 3 years, going on four. So, I had a driver's license living in Massachusetts. When I moved to Texas and it expired and I went to go get it renewed, they told me because I had let it expire, I would have to take the test again. And, at the time I, just couldn't at the time. 'Cause in Texas you have to provide your own car. We didn't have a car at the time. And, all this other bullshit. I don't know. What am I even talking about? Oh my god. Anyway, so I never got my driver's license in Texas. I just got a state ID so that I could, still buy cigarettes and use it, as identification if I need to. Well, I got pulled over and it was so annoying. I literally was just driving to go drop my son off at daycare and then I was going right home. And the daycare is literally like a 5 minute drive up the road. Like, it's literally, you go down my street, you take a left, and then the daycare is like literally 5 minutes down the road on the left. You go up my street, take a right, and then the daycare is down the road on the left. Whatever, it doesn't matter. So I had just dropped my son off and I was literally just like pulling out of the daycare and I, got a few, meters up the street when a cop pulled up behind me and they turned on their lights. So I pulled over. So it wasn't even like I had, violated a traffic law or like I wasn't speeding. I didn't run a stop sign or a red light or anything like that. She literally just happened to pull up behind me and run my plates and saw that I had an expired registration. So, thankfully she let me go home because I explained to her that I literally live like 5 minutes up the road. Like, you can see my complex from here. thankfully she, just let me drive home. I guess she was supposed to tow the car, because I was driving without a license, but she didn't, thank God, because that would have been a fucking nightmare. But combined with the citation for an expired registration and driving without a license, it's almost $400. It's $375. And, I haven't been able to get, a license now since this because, like I said, in Texas, you have to bring your own car to take the driver's test. When I took the driver's test in Massachusetts, they had a car at the DMV that you could take, that you could use. Like, it was their car. To take the driver's test in, Texas, obviously the car has to pass inspection and, has to have insurance and registration and all that. Well, I looked into getting my registration renewed, but it would need a new inspection sticker, and what do you call it? So I went to go get an inspection sticker, and it didn't pass inspection, so there's a couple of repairs my car needs. I mean, I got one of those stickers that's like, you can still drive it for a certain amount of time until you get the repairs. I mean, it's nothing major. It's like I need a gas cap and shit like that. Like stupid little shit. and so it's just been one thing after another that's kind of preventing me from getting a license and, you know, taking care of this. So anyway, I got slapped with a ticket, and I'm already, like, a single mom, you know, paying for rent, for, you know, me, my son, and my roommate. My roommate is going to school right now. They're not working, so they haven't been contributing to rent, but, their family does help. Their family does give them money for rent and shit like that, but I pay all of the like utilities and the Wi-Fi and all that, and so it's been really hard just on my sole paycheck to kind of pay for all of this and you know, pay for daycare and groceries and everything else that I need for my son. And I applied for food stamps, and of course I got rejected because I don't know if I didn't submit all of the paperwork or I'm just making too much money. I don't think that it's that I make too much money. I think it's a whole other issue. Fucking, I swear to God, when I was in Massachusetts, I got food stamps, and all I had to do was call them, tell them that I was homeless, and then like 2 weeks later, I got a card in the mail. In Texas, they need all of this paperwork, like they need proof of a bank account. They need pay stubs. They need any and all of your bills. They need proof that your child is actually your child, like a birth certificate and medical records and social security card and all this shit. And I must have missed something because I called them and was like asking to see if there was anything else I needed, because literally the next day after I submitted the paperwork for food stamps, I got a call the next day from a number I didn't recognize, and I don't answer numbers that I don't recognize. And then when they left a message, I realized it was the Texas benefits. So I called them back, and it was like a 2-hour fucking hold, and I couldn't wait that long. I had to go to work. So I called them back a few days later, and the woman I talked to was like, "Oh no, it looks all good. Looks like you have everything. Except for this one thing." I don't remember what it was, but I submitted it. And then, excuse me, a couple days later, I got the notification that my application was rejected, and it said that, I missed a phone interview, which I'm assuming is that call, that first call that I missed. And so, I've tried reapplying since then, but I haven't heard from them. So it's just a bunch of fucking bullshit. If you need assistance, get it in a fucking northern state. Don't get it in fucking Texas. Cause it's fucking hard as shit. They don't want to give anyone benefits. so I've just been struggling a lot, with, bills and money and stuff. And thankfully my family has been able to help me out, for the most part. I mean, money is still tight, but I don't have to worry about anything for my son. Like, my mom will always give me money for groceries or for the daycare or whatever, if I need it. And I'm fortunate enough that they're able to do that. But it's still stressful paying for everything else. Like, my son's school photos just, he just came home with his school photos, and you know, you order a package and you get so many prints or whatever, and I can't even afford that. It's so embarrassing, and I really want to cry that I can't even afford fucking school photos. So, I called my mom last night. She's going to pay for them so that I can at least get my son's first school photos. But man, it just blows being poor in America, especially in a southern state. And I'm not, like, I don't want y'all to feel like I'm posting this to, like, have, you know, throw a pity party. I know I'm in a better position than a lot of other people, but, it still sucks, and it's still hard, and it's still really stressful, because I already feel like I'm working so much, and I hate working this much, because by the time I get home, I'm so worn out, I can't play with my son, and engage with him, and, you know, I feel like he's not getting the best of me. So it's been really stressful recently in the last couple of days. I'm gonna talk to my mom today. Hopefully she can help me out with this ticket. I have until the 9th to pay it. And if, I mean, it's $400 is a lot. If she can't help me, I'm gonna have to appear in court and, you know, I think it, I read online, I don't know if it's file an inability to pay or whatever, but I'm gonna have to go to court and tell them, like, I can't afford this. Like, can you give me, like, a payment plan or something, like $50 a month? So, that blows. Yeah, it's just been hard. And like I said, I'm not trying to have a pity party. I don't want anybody to feel bad for me. I just wanted to talk about how stressful it is because I don't really have anyone to talk to. You know, I just had to get that off my chest. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to post this one. I might not because it was kind of all over the place and really personal. But I don't know. Whatever. You guys will hear from me soon. I have someone coming over on Saturday so we can film a video for OnlyFans, and hopefully I can make an audio soon. So you'll hear from me all soon. Bye.